This is the Composer's Datebook for August 16th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, Elvis left the building permanently. On August 16th, 1977, Elvis Presley died in Memphis. Born in Tupelo, Mississippi in 1935, Elvis first earned his living as a mechanic and furniture repairman who occasionally played cowboy ballads on the guitar at parties. But somehow, Elvis reinvented himself and became the archetypal rock and roll superstar, revered more as the modern-day reincarnation of the Greek god Dionysus than a mere mortal. His funeral caused such an outpouring of hysteria that two people died in the chaos and more were injured. There was even a bizarre plot to kidnap Elvis's corpse and hold it for ransom. And, of course, some people claim he never died at all. In 1993, the American composer Michael Dougherty wrote a bassoon concerto titled Dead Elvis. It's a set of variations on the Dies Irae theme from the Latin Mass for the Dead. In performance, the composer asks that the soloist enter dressed as Las Vegas Elvis, wearing sunglasses and a rhinestone-encrusted white jumpsuit with a plunging open neckline. Hip gyrations optional. Dougherty writes, Elvis is a part of American culture, history, and mythology, for better or for worse. If you want to understand America and all its riddles, sooner or later, you have to deal with Elvis. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.